Thank you for calling back. My name is George with Restorify. How can I help you?
Yes, I've been receiving messages. My name is Kelly Hedges, and I've been receiving messages to have my DWI expunged off my record.
Okay. I'll be more than happy
and
to help.
And I'm still trying to follow through with this.
Okay.
You know, every time I enter my email address and my and then my password, my Google account password, it's saying it doesn't match.
Okay. Let me check for you just one moment.
And, you know, I called somebody at this number before, and they said that somebody would reach. And I did get, you know, just another email, but it was saying, you know, that we would like to help you expunge your DWI off your record. And they are pretty adamant about it by continuing to send me emails.
Okay. First of all, Mr. Kelly, may I please have your email address? Just one moment, please. What I'm going to do is I'm going to enter our website. May I please have your email?
Yes. Natty Woods, NattyWoods, 777 at gmail.com.
Okay. And what's your password? Do you remember?
My password.
Yeah.
You mean like, my personal private Google account password?
No, sir. I'm talking about, your password for Restorify. Are you signed up with Restorify yet or no?
What do you mean signed up?
Yeah. You see, with Restorify, in order for us to check and see if your DWI is expungible or not, we need to sign you up. And then in 1 to 2 days,
okay,
you will receive an email notification letting you know if you did pass or not. And we'll also give you a call back to walk you through the process and in more detail. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have a password. I'm involved with Intoxilock. I'm on their program, and I don't have a password for Restorify. But I've been receiving emails almost on a daily basis from Restorify because apparently they've researched my account and realized that I am now available for the expungement, or I am now qualified.
Okay. Well, let me check for you. Lastly, all I need is just your date of birth, please.
It's 7-1 of 1970.
Okay. Just one moment. Please bear with me.
Sure.
May now have you prepped up and ready in just one moment. Now, like I mentioned, in 1 to 2 days, you will receive an email notification letting you know if you did pass or not the pre-screening. Just one moment. So all your last name, you spell it H-E-L-B-N-T-G-E-S.
H-E-N-T-G-E-S.
Okay, great.
No B.
Okay. So it's
H as in Henry, E as in Earth, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, G as in George, E as in Easy, S as in Smart.
Okay. Okay, you're all good to go. Do you have access to your email now? Are you
sure?
You might have gotten any greetings. If not, you'll get it in 1 to 2 days, but I already signed you up.
Okay. I was supposed to speak to this Kimberly person, but there's no tangible way. There's no phone number. There's no email address for this Kimberly, to handle this situation. So, but I keep on getting one from this said person.
Okay. Well, now that you are signed up, you should be getting a notification from either Kimberly or Restorify. Either way, you'll be able to get a hold of Kimberly because you're signed up.
Well, no, I've never been able to get a hold of Kimberly ever. Like I said, there is no phone number. There's no return email address to this Kimberly person, said person, nothing. But I keep getting them from Restorify and from Kimberly representing Restorify.
Okay. I'll make a note of that. And
yeah, and you didn't give me a password either. I don't have a password.
No, you're already signed up. You don't need a password.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, great. I'll look for the further notifications then.
Yes. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, not at all. I greatly appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have yourself a great afternoon. Thank you for choosing
me. Yeah, you do too, okay?
Just okay, lastly, Mr. Kelly, if you do pass, I almost forgot, I do apologize. If you do pass the pre-screening, what time and day are you available to speak with so we can call you back and, like I mentioned, walk you through the process in more detail?
Oh, okay. Anytime after 2 p.m. Weekly, because I work till 2 p.m. So I would say, for safe bet, Central time zone, it would be 2:30 p.m. Would be a good time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You have yourself a great afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.